This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running.
In this context, there's no disrespect.
So when I bust, welcome back, everybody.
You break your neck.
5 minutes for us to disconnect. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
I think she should have sang the national anthem to this beat. Then at least we know she could sing.
Don't you dare speak of Dolphins minority owner Fergie like that.
Fergie.
Worth a lot more than when she bought it. Stuck in there. Smart by her.
Yeah, didn't you check the other day that we still have like a lot of those?
They're all still there. Yeah, I checked the media guy the other day. Mark Anthony's still there. The Williams sisters and Fergie Ferg.
Pretty good.
All there.
What do? They just buy and hold on to it until the team is sold, or they cash their stake out?
Or they can get out.
You can sell back.
You buy them out. Yeah. I would say they probably got them for anywhere from 20 to 50 million each.
Wow.
And at the time, that was probably all of them collectively, it was probably worth 10%. So now that 10% is worth 400 million.
Wow.
So they quadrupled their money.
Did they? The rich get richer.
Now that depends on what the valuation of the team was then and what percentage.
Well, he bought it for a bill, right?
Right.
He bought it for
and
a bill.
And now it's worth a pool.
Jeez.
Right. So everybody who. Everybody quadrupled their money.
Who's laughing now, Draymond?
Wow. If you guys are interested, the lava, if you want to get in the ground level, the lava is available. Mm-hmm. We are taking any sort of donations.
No, Becky is scarred.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The joint practice going on today from Dolphins training camp against the Atlanta Falcons. And we had a brouhaha. Oh. Chop Robinson took on everybody. We knew that.
Yeah. Another one?
Tua had a 50-yard TD bombski to Tyreek Hill.
Love that.
We have a low snap again from Aaron Brewer to Tua. Not great. I don't love that.
Money, Aaron.
According to Omar Kelly, he says this Dolphins offensive line took an L today.
We've been hearing that a lot. we've been hearing the defense dominating. Not happy to still hear that.
I am nervous. I am a little bit nervous because, like, I see this. Eichenberg's on the starting line right now, and I'm like,
not good, my friend.
Nah, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I know it's not as big a deal because Tua can get rid of the ball fast and all that type of stuff and whatever, but I don't like it. I don't like when he's out there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't trust it.
Nah, that's fair. That's also day one against a new team. You know, you want to make a good impression. Not good. Not good to start.
Yeesh. Oh, man. What am I doing, Leroy? Eichenberg.
You are. Hey, I do give Leroy credit because during the good reports that we have, you know, he doesn't get too high on them. But the low reports, like a bad snap, which clearly have affected your mood, Leroy, again, walks around unscathed.
It's camp, dude. They've been doing it for a week and a half.
Okay, but like, when am I supposed to get scared?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Marcos, you knew how to run a board, right?
Yeah.
And it was still a little clunky when you started.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you want everybody to be patient with
playing things on a loop.
Okay. Okay.
Still. But I'm just saying, like to like, first of all, let's all understand that a lot of guys are going to come into a new job. Right? So there's that. And keep in mind, just imagine if you had to do this show, then do Joe's show, and then do Hawk and Crowder's show, and with everybody doing things a little bit differently. Well, that's the difference between a center and a quarterback, right? You have different centers, different quarterbacks, different guys do it different ways, and sometimes it gets clunky. As time goes on, when you start getting work with more and more of those guys, those things go away. So, I'm not going to be that discouraged that these things are happening in practice. It's just, for example, like, I want my quarterback to throw interceptions the first couple of weeks of practice because I want him to realize what he can and can't do. You don't want him to, he completed all his passes in camp, and then the season's starting, he got to force something in there, and he don't realize he can't make that throw. So that's why I don't get so caught up and worked up over mistakes or success going on in some football. Because guess what? The other thing you realize is every play in 7-on-7, every play in a team drill, they have a coach standing back there with one thing he does. How long does it take Tua to get rid of the ball? They chart that on every team.
Stopwatch guy?
Yes. Because they don't want them sitting there at 7-on-7 patting the ball because you ain't got a rush. They want to try to get it as close to game situation as you can with the release. So what happens with this joint practices, you got real people out there. Right? So that time is real. But you've already been working on that. Now you take it up to the next level. Now you got other pass rushers from other teams. It's a constant build to get into the ultimate spot, the start of the season. I'm not going to get worked up over great things or negative things happening and shorts and helmets. It's stupid. It's not real football.
Kirk Cousins to Kyle Pitts, they beat the blitz, according to Chris Perkins. He says, nice play by the Falcons.
It happens. You know, they listen, contrary to popular belief, if the salary cap is $212 million, they paying $212 million too. So when you think you're just playing against scrubs and it only matters that your team is doing good, they're going to make plays.
Not scrubs. But, I mean,
NFL players too, though.
If they were to come for week one against the Miami Dolphins, I mean, the Dolphins would be what? They'd be probably like 6-point favorites against the Falcons?
No, you could check.
Well, I can't check. They're not playing. I'm not counting this week.
They have a line. I'm talking about the first week of the season, the line's already out.
No, I know, but they're not playing the Falcons week one.
Okay.
Playing the Jags.
Okay. So, but I'm just saying, like, everybody just relax. Just relax. There's certain things, like when you see certain players, you know, you see Chop doing some things or whatever. Yeah, you can get excited about, oh, looks like he got talent, right? But from the standpoint of what's that going to mean during the season, the only thing that it can tell you right now is that, hey, Chop Robinson might be a contributor, right? Oh. He might be able to do some things.
The Lumberjacks are ready.
But I try to point out, 250 pounds over the guard or over the center, like, that ain't good eating. That's not. It ain't never been. So calm down. Everybody calm down. I like what I'm seeing. I like the fight. I like the fact. But there's still a long way to go before the start of the season. Just like I explained to you about the backup quarterback and the third string quarterback, which you just dismissed like it was nothing.
I didn't dismiss it.
You did.
I didn't dismiss it. Don't say that I dismissed it. I didn't dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't dismiss it.
I mean, you kind of dismissed it.
I didn't dismiss it.
I mean, it kind of seemed like you were dismissing it.
I don't even remember what his take was.
I listen to you, Leroy, though. I'm on your side.
No, I remember what he said. I remember what he said.
Something about the turkey hole.
I believe Leroy said Skylar's the limit.
I think that's what he said. That sounds like him.
Right now, by the way, Olympic quarterfinal going on. France. They're beating Little France, Canada, 17-5.
Okay. You said the games move fast. What is the I've not even looked at the clock.
It's 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wembanyama, still tall.
Still tall. Good to know.
Doesn't go in the paint, though.
Strange, right?
Just sitting there sniping like a 7-5 KD. Although they do have Rudy Gobert. Get your ass in there, Rudy. What else are you going to do?
Do something.
Get some rebounds.
Jesus.
Forgot Dylan Brooks was Canadian.
Oh, that's the only... No, they do have quite a bit of NBA players, don't they?
Yeah, they got Jamal Murray. They got Shea.
That's right. I was going to say...
Of course, Kelly Olynyk.
Of course.
Always Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk is the Carmelo Anthony of Canadian basketball, where, like, I'm sure he's, like, always faithful. He's been in, like, four Olympics, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he'll play in Olympics until his knees fall off. There was actually one year his knee did fall off, and it cost him during the heat season because he was balling out for Canada.
Damn him.
I think it was his third season with the Heat, and he was like, he just had like this terrible start because he had this bad knee. It was one of those injuries that like it wasn't like a torn anything, but they were just like, yeah, that didn't look like it felt good. Mm. And Kelly Olynyk was a bum that season because he was dealing with a busted up knee, and he didn't really contribute again until that. Actually, I think it was Jimmy's first season because it was the bubble season, and he had all that time to heal from the pandemic, and he came back and was healthier for the playoffs. Still was not a fan of him, though. Nice guy, just did not enjoy watching him play basketball.
That's fair. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily fun. When we knew that Kelly Olynyk was like our saving grace, it was time to move on. Definitely time to move on.
Oh man, we had some players.
Some rough years for sure. Some rough years.
I mean, listen. We had two or three players that played with cement in their shoes, and we thought that was gonna be a good option. Stretch.
Are you referring to Myers Leonard? Myers Leonard had cement in shoes.
Yeah.
Shot those threes.
Yep.
Yeah. And wasn't that weird that they tried him and Bam together and Bam was in the paint and he was on the perimeter?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God. That drove me crazy.
Sure did.
Absolutely crazy.
Before he got in trouble, though, fun interview.
Yeah. Afterwards, won't be talking to him again. Did he ever find his way back?
Yeah, he played for the Bucks. I think he played for a couple teams. But he had like a bad ankle injury too. I don't think he ever got really better from. And then on top of the controversy, I think everybody was like,
yeah, not worth it.
We're filled on Myers Leonard. I think that's just how it went. We'll take a break. Speaking of the NBA, interesting developments yesterday in France.
You gotta take a deep breath for that. Oh no!
Interesting developments yesterday in France.
Oh my!
Could be something.
Hey,
it could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hope everybody's doing fantastic out there today. Miami Dolphins have just wrapped their first joint practice with the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see some of the comments that come out from that. And lots more to get to. If you guys are just tuning in for some hoops news today, Serbia beat Australia in the knockout stage in overtime. They had to come back from 20. Then they had the lead. Then Patty Mills hit a big-time bucket. And Joker then basically said, enough of this nonsense, took over in overtime. They are moving on. They will await the winner of USA versus Brazil, which gets going today at 3:30. Right now, we have the end of the first quarter. France is on top of Canada, 23-10. Earlier today, Germany beat Greece. So they will face the they will face Germany, whoever wins this game. Host nation versus what a lot of people are saying is the one of the more talented teams in Canada. So we got that to get to. I wanted to get to could be something, could be nothing, but it just doesn't have the same pizzazz without Leroy, you know? And I don't
know what he's doing. Come on.
Let's just enjoy in the meanwhile, Marcos.
Yeah.
While he is doing whatever he's doing. Want some camp notes?
Yeah, I would love to hear
some camp notes.
Love to hear some camp notes, dude.
All right. So apparently the brouhaha that was started at this Drake London. Yeah. This is from Barry Jackson, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald blog. It happened because Drake London pushed Ethan Bonner to the ground after a catch.
Ooh.
So intangibles to the ground.
Wow.
Sparked up a little, as the Sun Sentinel describes it, brouhaha.
Is that what
Yeah, that's what they said. The brouhaha was started by a receiver, Drake London, making a catch against Ethan Bonner, shoving him down. Someone else pushed London. It was on.
Yeah. Shout out to the person that pushed him.
Shout out who?
The person that pushed him. Defending our boy, Ethan Bonner.
It says even some Dolphins offensive players on the near field went over to the other field to support their defensive teammates. Tyreek Hill was seen on the field by the end of the fracas. Don't do that, Tyreek.
Yeah, what we're doing.
As was fellow wide receiver Jalen Waddle and left tackle Teron Armstead, who I believe didn't practice today. I don't think they were out there actually.
Ready for a fight, though, and I appreciate that.
They are ready to spring into action, dude, at a moment's notice. Yeah. So we got that. But Chop Robinson being it, that shows me something, you know, because I believe it was the great Tim Bowens who said yesterday, Marcos, this was a Goosey's quote from him, because, you know, Tim Bowens, he's about that action.
Yeah, he is.
He was not a talker, not a man of many words, even in his press conference yesterday, not a man of many words, didn't have many things to say. But I'll tell you one thing. When he was asked yesterday about this whole, oh, Dolphins are going to be the bullies type of thing.
Yeah.
He almost like scoffed at it, you know. Like, it's a weird idea for him to even say, oh, well, what do you think about the idea of the Dolphins being bullies? He's like,
me, I wouldn't be the talker. Be more the shore. Just go out and do what you got to do. The D-line sets the tone for the whole team. So there's no words to be said about that. You just go out and do what you got to do.
They do set the tone. And he's right. A baritone.
That's right. That's right.
Deep. Deep voice. Just like Calais Campbell, you know?
Yeah.
So, Chop Robinson showing you. Got it.
Absolutely. At the center of a kerfuffle already during a first joint practice, that's a good sign.
Absolutely. That just shows everybody this kid's got something to him.
Yeah.
He's got something to him. But Tim Bowens, it's almost like he heeded the advice of Tim Bowens because he's about it.
Yeah.
He's about it.
He's not talking about it. He's being about it.
He is being about it. You know, when you have a brouhaha, who better to get in there to show that he's got the stones than a rookie, you know?
Yeah.
Shows your teammate something.
But as a rookie, you can't start the fight.
Well, he didn't start the fight. We now know how the fight started, Leroy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Drake London shoved White Lightning, Ethan Bonner, and it was on.
Okay.
It was on. But Chop Robinson was there, and he was taking names. Now let's get to our favorite game, now that Leroy's back, because now it's going to have the rights to it. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right, dude, Leroy, just gonna,
I love having your snacks, Mike.
He's like, just going to please.
Do tell. Love the ASMR, dude.
Really good.
So, yesterday, some more interesting things happened with Kevin Durant and Bam Adebayo. So, yesterday, Bam, he pulled a little jokey joke on Kevin Durant. Caught him snoozing.
Jokey joke.
Caught him snoozing. On the team bus and or shuttle, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
But he caught Kevin Durant in full REM sleep.
Wow.
Like, he got him
loud.
He got him out. Out like a light.
Bam's face says it all. Like, are you serious? Like, look at him.
Look at him. I'm not going to lie to you. There's one thing I don't do. You know, you get a group of young men together. They're bound to play some pranks on each other. I don't mess with anyone's sleep.
I'm going to be alert.
I don't sleep and I don't mess with anyone's sleep because I don't want someone after me. But like,
it's a dangerous karma game for sure. Now Bam is going to have to make sure that he's always sleeping when Kevin Durant is sleeping.
That's what it is.
So you don't get revenge.
I knew I wasn't willing to pay my side of it. I knew that eventually I would have to, because I got friends who don't need sleep. They can go all day.
How old is Kevin Durant now? Is Kevin Durant 36, 36, 37?
That's a good point.
He's not old. He's not older than LeBron.
No, he's 35. LeBron. About to turn 35.
35?
Yeah.
LeBron's going to be 40 in December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so he's 35?
Yes.
I started liking naps at 35. There's a different type of nap. Once you get to that age, it's like, you know, so Bam as a 27.
You start liking naps when you're 35. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, you looking at? I love a nap, dude.
I would just take a nap.
So he's just, Bam is looking at him with disdain, like the old love naps. That's how he's looking at Kevin Durant. So these two are being very chummy, you know, fun bench mob. We saw the Instagram thing. But Bam, but Kevin Durant decided to stir the pot a little bit more, maybe send a little bit of a signal to South Florida yesterday. Wow. Because he showed up to the red carpet event, and looky-loo what he was wearing on his head.
Wow.
Wearing...
Keep in mind, it matches nothing he's wearing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
It's just a rando hat.
Just a rando hat.
Yeah, why wouldn't you wear a Panthers hat, dude? The Florida Marlins are terrible.
Dude, that is interesting. Maybe because he looks at himself as a big fish.
Dang, reading between the lines, dude. That is good.
Reel is it good. On in.
Yeah.
Sharpen the harpoons.
He's telling
Excuse
us.
Excuse me, who's that?
Oh! He's back, baby.
Wow.
There you go.
That could be nothing. He could have just liked the hat, but man. Yeah,
I don't know.
Any hat that you could have.
I thought the whale was gone.
I got it back. I took it from my son today.
Did you? Stole from your child, huh?
What's that? Trade deadline? Because let's be honest, things aren't going to work out in Phoenix.
No way.
They're not going to work out in Phoenix. They're not going to work out in Phoenix.
But say what you want about Kevin Durant. Isn't he leaving a trail of debris throughout the league?
Yeah, well, listen.
What's one more going to do?
It's only the last part
I'm
of
it. Listen. It's not that he's a bad person or anything, but there's a trail of debris, right?
I would agree.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to be happy anywhere.
He's just a curmudgeon.
He does seem to be happy around Bam.
I think he needs to be on a team that has like-minded players. And I would say Bam and Jimmy are very much like-minded players in how they go about their business.
Yeah.
Right, he ain't got to worry about the knuckleheads. He ain't got to worry about this guy doing this. All he wants to worry about is basketball. So, yes, be a hell of a spot to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But how's that going? Like,
we got time. We got time. It's gonna be middle of season, baby.
Here's what I hate. I don't like trade deadline trades.
Yeah, for Durant. I just don't. Durant.
Yeah, but can't you make this work sooner?
I suppose you could. I mean, there's nothing. There's no restrictions on it or nothing like that.
So my.
Well, we need. Here's what we need to happen, and he's good at this.
Make a stink.
He's gotta
make a quiet stink, though.
Got to make a stink.
He makes a quiet stink.
Spo's got to tell him. And D Wade was. I was reading Ira's article yesterday that, you know, Spo works specifically with Kevin Durant, so he's just got to say. You know, when he's rebounding for him, you know, he get nice shot, Kev. Make a stink. You know, just put it out there. Put it out there.
Says the guy who tried to trade Spo.
No, that first of all, that was many years ago. Many years ago.
Did it not happen?
It's not wrong.
I didn't trade Spo out of want. No.
You said you would trade Spo.
No, that's not. I didn't say I would trade Spo. Oh, sport, not what I said.
Here we go. All the time.
Yeah, but that's not what I said because I don't appreciate you saying things that didn't happen. Mm. What I said was at the time, it was right after Bradley Stevens got his front office job and Pat Riley was like, yeah, I'm not retiring. And I was like, man, you think Eric Spoelstra ever gets tired that he's never going to be the grand poobah of the organization? You ever wonder if like some organization want to lure him away? What organization would make more sense than home? Of course, the organization that his father once ran and his hometown team. But of course, I wasn't going to give up for nothing. You don't just get Spo for nothing. You had to give
it was during Kawhi, the Kawhi trades.
No, it was later than that. It was a pandemic show. It doesn't count.
Keep going.
Dade South says, typical orange cat behavior. Anyway, it kind of sounds like Leroy thinks it's something, Marcos. This may be a first in game history.
This may be a first, but what isn't a first is you trading Spo. I think I have some evidence in which you brought this up.
I don't take your evidence because you are a manipulator of sound.
Yeah, that's fair. I may or may not have been accused of manipulating sound in the past, but I do believe during the Dame saga, which was past pandemic shows, you just wanted to, you know, kick the tires potentially on trading Spo and Tyler Hero for Dame.
That wasn't for the Dame trades. You're talking of the summer of Dame, and that was not for the same shows, not the same talk. So if you're going to play sound from it, you're playing much more dated sound, and you're being a bastard because you're trying to make it seem like it was last summer, and it was not.
Oh, no, this is last summer, dude.
It was not last summer.
The summer of Dame.
Not last summer.
What's it?
Everybody knows what the Dame package was. Mm. Everybody knows. Mm. And by the way, Joe Cronin, I saw you traded DeAndre Ayton.
Wow.
Of the Damian Lillard trade.
I didn't see that.
Now you're going to trade DeAndre Ayton. Oh, you realized he's a mope? And Scoot Henderson's going to leave you. He just signed with Rich Paul. That means he's leaving.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Nobody.
What a whore. I can't believe this guy says a job.
It's crazy. Yeah, man, what does he have? Does he have photos? What's going on there?
Him and Drew Smith need to be investigated. I don't understand how these people still have jobs.
I don't know. I don't like you bullying Drew Smith. That's not nice.
I mean, we brought back Zion Pullen on like a weird Exhibit 10 contract.
Yeah, he just gets a camp tryout.
Yeah, very strange.
You know what it really is? It's a contract. It's a one-way ticket to Sioux Falls. That's what that is.
Ah, okay.
It really should be, this is your Sioux Falls contract.
Hmm.
That's what it should be for.
Hmm.
We'll take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
Mix things up.
Gotta see if there's any chili peppers on this Team USA game, man.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Can I interest you in a ketchup chip?
Wow.
I mean, you interested us.
Yeah, you're interested in ears because you're like right into the bag.
Very kind of him.
let's mix things on up here, eh, Frog Boy?
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We have some weapons. We have some weapons. No longer are we at the days of throwing fades to Tyreek Hill at the goal line. We are.
Saw this 50-yard bomb, though, on video, dude.
Need that.
Got it.
Still need that.
Dude.
Pretty good. Wow. Dime. Was it a dime, like you said? He used a curse word. Okay, you know?
Dime, dude. A dime.
Love it. Hopefully, he'll be throwing more dimes to this target. Jonnu Smith.
Ah.
We got a lot of ideas on the ways that he could potentially be used, but Jonnu won't be spilling any of Mike McDaniel's secrets anytime soon. This is what the veteran tight end had to say.
Spill all the beans right now, my man. Can't spill all the beans. But, nah, like you said, man, like you alluded to earlier, man, Mike is phenomenal, man, at drawing things up for guys with certain skill sets. So, again, I'm excited about, you know, everything that he's got coming for us.
Bam Adebayo to go over 20 points today. Plus 800?
Mm-hmm. 20 points, though? Has he done that yet?
Against who?
Brazil.
Do they got Rajah Bell still?
I don't know.
Do they got Banchero?
I'm going to go with him.
I don't think they do. No, Banchero played for Team USA. So once you declare for a team, you're out. Mm. You can't play for another country.
Okay.
Yeah, I would avoid that if I were you. Like, I know you want Bam to do well, but I just don't see him caring to score that much. I think they're going to dominate Brazil, and he won't get that much time.
Interesting. Yeah. What if he gets cooking from three?
Has he ever done that? Like, what are we talking about here?
He just did that against South Sudan.
Okay, how many is cooking from three?
Three from downtown.
All right. 20 points, though. South Sudan was his best game. What was that, 17?
18. Over 17 points is plus 550.
Okay.
What were you saying about Jonnu Smith?
Jonnu Smith can't spill all of Mike McDaniel's secrets on how he's going to be used in the offense. That's his first time on this team. Someone returning, Emmanuel Ogba, truly feels that he has unfinished business with the Finns.
Like that.
That's what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, I just, like I said before, I just felt like it's unfinished business, you know. I still had to come back. I still had a lot to prove here, you know. So, you know, I just felt like the job wasn't done, and I'm just ready to go out there and give it my all again. So,
love it.
I think he said he feels more comfortable in this defense as well, which a lot of players are echoing the same sentiment. So
he's going to have more of a role.
He was a good player, like, to be honest.
He was a good player, and they got a new coach, and that just went away because they ran a 4-3.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a 3-4. Sorry, 3-4.
Phased out of the defense, unfortunately. But he was a good player. He was one of our sack leaders prior to the injury that he sustained and the switch up on the defense. I think this mirrors more of what Brian Flores' defense was like. So potentially a good opportunity for Ogba to pick up that slack. Hmm? You said don't say that again?
Tua just twitched.
Quentin Bell is someone who has taken Tobin by surprise, as well as many other Dolphins.
Oh, he's been good, dude. He's been good.
He's been good.
Remember, he was just a Hard Knocks gimmick last year.
Now, this is why he thinks he's having the training camp that all of us are currently witnessing.
I'm definitely getting a lot of great reviews and great reviews from my peers and, you know, people, you know, gaining respect and gaining that trust. I just feel like I've just been flying around. I feel like I have a high motor, and I feel like the faster you play, you know, plays come to you. You're going to make plays just off playing fast, and I definitely feel like my speed and my get off and those things are my strengths. And so my main goal is just playing fast, letting the plays come to me, knowing my assignments. I'm flying around. I feel like that's the main thing I'm doing, just flying around, man. And I feel like I'm going to find the ball, and just off my speed and just off my want-to, my will, and my motor, I'm going to make plays. So.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has been impressing. He was number one on the depth chart that just came out.
Ooh.
Might be a bone for Chop Robinson, as Leroy said, but still, he has impressed. Everybody has said he's been one of the best players in camp.
Orange jersey.
Why are you giving me that look? Like you don't buy it?
Oh, yeah, right. He's first on the depth chart, Leroy. That doesn't mean anything to you.
I haven't played a game yet.
I understand. Okay. You can only win what you can win. You and I seem to always have a rift on this. Nobody is comparing what they're doing to a game. It is just the day, and you can only win the day. Mike McDaniel says today is the most important day, and think that about is what.
But yeah, is winning. Can I explain to you where I'm coming from? I played a position where one of my main attributes was the ability to break tackles.
Okay.
How could I earn a job without having to do that to show what I was capable of? You understand what I'm saying? So the whole camp, you know, it was, hey, you got to run harder. You got to do this. I'm like, but we're not tackling. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah. I get it. I understand it. Look great with shorts and helmets and earned a starting job with shorts and helmets, but that ain't football. So I get it. Go ahead and, you know, show your excitement over a guy winning a job that ain't played a damn bit of football yet, and then we'll wait until they actually play football to make a more educated decision.
Agreed. The real football will matter more. But for everything that has been done right now, he's been good. What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
As you know, I travel across.
Any ketchup chips that Leroy won't rain on? Any underdog stories you want to whiz on more? He's only been cut nine times.
Right. Ooh.
Quentin Bell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what that means? When we get to the football portion of football camp, there's a story, right? There's a story. You just don't know it yet.
Leroy, go ahead, no faith in Quentin Bell.
Heard it. It's not that. No faith
in the underdog.
It's not that I don't have any faith in him.
Leroy hates.
It's not that I don't have faith with anything that anybody's doing now.
Yes.
Okay. But there is a reason why certain guys show out when there's no hitting. Like, it happens all the time. There's wide receivers that can catch until they can get hit. Then when they can get hit in the middle of the field, they can't seem to catch the ball. So, like, while I appreciate all the efforts of everybody and I see, you know, this guy showing some life or whatever, it's more important that you see that in situations where football is played to make a better assessment.
You've never seen a guy in the history of your
that was great team. That was great without pads and then end up
still being great. Just showed you something. Just immediately, like, just in the practices that were
not in the front, not on lines of scrimmage, no.
Okay.
Like wide receivers or DBs, like, you knew Randy was a baller from day one when he ran by everybody we had on the field. But I've also seen guys where we used to make little notes on our gloves, right? Guy run across the middle and make one handed catch like this. We write his name on our glove. No, let's see what happens when that safety can come up and blow him up, right? It's a big difference, dude. You know, I get it. Like, you're in shorts and helmets, and he's winning the day, and he's doing what he can right now, but. But football is about the other stuff. The ability to perform when you get hit. The ability to block tackles. The ability to get rid of the ball before you get hit. Right?
You want to know what I learned about Quentin Bell yesterday?
What did you learn?
Yeah.
Just like Ryan Tannehill. He was a wide receiver in college.
Whoa! Damn.
Transfer, he ate his way to D-line?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Sounds like another story we know.
Well, I mean, they had a talk about it. It's not like he's like, I was an average wide receiver. Guy's like, hey, ever think about doing defensive line? Sure enough.
Sounds like somebody else we know.
No more slander, Leroy. No more slander.
Friend what else you got, Marcos? In the mixed bag.
No laughing matter when you can finally get hit across the middle, but something that has been putting some smiles on Dolphins all around practice. Apparently, according to Mike McDaniel, Tua has gotten funnier. We saw his show me the money.
That munion make you funyun, boy.
Right? That munion will make you funyun. But I think Mike McDaniel is crediting QB coach Daryl Bevel for his comedic expertise rubbing off on the quarterback. This is what McDaniel had to say.
There's only one way to really establish a relationship like that, and that's pure investment on both sides. And I'm very proud at how they continue to attack, with pride, to his game and Coach Bevel's ownership in his game. And I'm happy that they get to hang out every day. And I think, Coach Bevel's sense of humor really helped develop to a sense of humor. That's a behind the scenes thing. He's got a lot of jokes. Oh, he does. Maybe next time you guys talk to him, ask Coach Bevel to tell you some jokes. Low key hilarious.
Tell him knock knock jokes in the headset.
Hey.
Low key hilarious.
So, you know how you go like this?
Cool.
Yeah. Samesies.
Okay.
Samesies. You and me. The same.
See? It turns Irish. I don't understand.
why we got a beard together?
That is the mixed bag.
Put that back up, Jennifer.
Smith. What, the knock-knock joke?
Yeah, knock-knock. Who's there?
No playoff wins.
You're just evil. Evil!
Point. What's fair is fair.
What's fair is fair indeed.
Point for Twitter.
Take a break. Final hour coming up.